Collective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution,
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeah! Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. That's right. It's all September 23rd, 2020. It's the year of clear vision, where Democrats have come in focused as the enemies of America. The deep state has been exposed. Those powers that should not be, the mask has been ripped off, and they're showing who they are. And we can neutralize them in the same fashion they would neutralize us. We will strip them of their political power. So good morning. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I guess this would be the hump day edition, the burnout edition, usually from Tuesdays when, you know, I'm busy Tuesdays and I do two shows. And then last night, I picked up extra time. Dave, you missed that. I got to come back about quarter after I came back and joined in. Hey, thank you very much there, Mega Logos. Comet, good morning. And there's a Blasphemous Buddha in the chat room. And Hummingbird, 5x5. That's right. So thanks, everybody. There's May, ST139 Street. Wheaties for breakfast, Mitch? No, nothing for breakfast yet. But, you know, I'm drinking lemonade instead of tea, I guess, to help counteract some of that. Well, what's it called? Toluene or toluene or whatever it is that makes kidney stones. Yeah, so, you know, every once in a while I used to do this, but I really haven't done it for a couple of years. I switch over for a month or a couple months or or mix it up. Anyway. Yes. Yeah. The warm bakery stuff. Yeah. That's right. Problem is, I'm the one usually doing the cooking if they want something warm and baked. Hey, you sleep well over there, in Canberra. I hope you aren't too locked down. And always don't let it get you down. Keep pushing back. You'll get traction. You'll get your freedom. And the government will be forced to push to roll their draconian measures back. Thanks, Kelsey Sweet, for coming in this morning and doing her show. Hummingbird's in there. I don't know if I mentioned her earlier. Let's see. There's Mitchell. And let's see, I think there's just those of us who are actively yapping right now. So, yeah. But you know how that is in the kitchen. You know, I can't explain it, but you, there are people that can go in the kitchen and they can follow the exact same recipe that you have or that you follow, and their cake turns out totally different. I don't know why. I would suspect it's the process and how much they mix the flour and stuff, breaking up the gluten, and if that, depending on what leavening elements they use to help it rise with the eggs and the proteins, you know, making some gas to make the cakes or the breads and pastries rise. And I really love making pizza. I might, well, maybe trying to figure out. Oh, that's right. I was making chicken corn soup today, I think. Yeah. We've got some chicken thighs, and I'm going to put them in a big bowl or big pot and boil them up a little bit and then season them and put some egg yolk noodles in them and some corn, salt and pepper. Pretty basic elements. Try not to, you know, one thing, people overpower the food that they're making. And, you know, a good steak, you know, hell, some people like it sauteed in a pound of butter. And I'm like, no, don't, man, what the hell? You know, I could see putting some and some salt on it. But, you know, a good steak should be seasoned by the rippled fat and the meat that's in it. Now, I don't drink coffee. I make a hell of a lot of coffee, but, you know, I don't drink it. Yeah, so anyway, crazy stuff. Uh-oh, here it is. Breaking news this morning here. Revolution Radio, of course. What's dropping today? The Hunter Biden millions from the wife of ex-Moscow mayor. Paid suspects allegedly tied to trafficking, had contacts with the Chinese military, as according to the Senate reports. This thing is breaking today. This is going to be the big piece of news that's going to shake the Biden campaign. And see, I talked months ago that as this thing breaks, okay, Joe Biden may get swept aside. Maybe Hillary Clinton will step in and say, look, you need a strong, seasoned leader right now. Kamala Harris can stay on the ticket, maybe, or you know, or maybe there will just be an outright battle between Bernie Sanders and the rest of the DNC, because he was the second runner up for 2 years, two presidential campaigns running. Yeah, imagine that. So anyway, this is going down. This Senate committee report had come out. The investigation launched after the Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley publicly raised conflict of interest concerns about the sale of a U.S. company to a Chinese firm with ties to Hunter Biden a month before Congress was notified about a whistleblower complaint that was the catalyst of the Democrats' impeachment of President Trump. You know, Eric Ciaramella and his clown buddy, Sean Misko, Mary McCord and Adam Schiff and company, you know, half of the same players that were involved in the mid-year exam. That's right, the mid-year exam, the exoneration of Hillary Clinton for using a public or a private server for public use and having it hacked and backing up and then deleting 32,000 emails. Well, it wasn't like wiped with a cloth, was it? Well, that's just possible. So everybody has known that Hunter Biden is just dirty. They know that the entire Biden family is dirty. And you look at the contracts that they got, the failures of the, of the completion of those billion-dollar contracts. One of them was worth, $250 billion that John got, Joe's brother. Yeah, so let's see. In early 2015, acting deputy chief of the mission at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, George Kent raised concerns that officials of Vice President Biden's office with a perception of conflict of interest. And with respect to Hunter Biden's role on Burisma's board, Kent's concerns went unaddressed, of course. That was part of the time when they said, well, he's dealing with his other son's death and don't bother him. In October 2015, State Department official Amos Hochstein raised concerns with Vice President Biden, as well as Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's position enabled Russian disinformation efforts, risked undermining U.S. policy in Ukraine. In other words, it was just bad optics, and the Russians could use the truth to beat the snot out of the, the economic hitmen coming in and trying to suck up all the money they can. It's not just one or two people. If you look at all the assholes that were in Ukraine trying to act as, advisors, people that were making deals and were influence peddling and everything else. Tony Podesta, Paul Manafort, many others, including Hunter Biden, with his no-show job. I mean, come on, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it? And if you got a show, you know, they'll send their airplane. Yeah. Anyway, the awkwardness, Obama officials continued well past his presidency. Former Secretary of State John Kerry had knowledge of Hunter Biden's role on Burisma board, but when asked about it at a town hall event in Nashua, New Hampshire in 2019, Kerry falsely said, "I had no knowledge about any of that. None. No evidence to the contrary is detailed." He said he had no knowledge of it. Talking about it when it happened, he didn't know, but then he knew later. And that's his plausible liability. And of course, let's not forget Victoria Nuland, the Ukraine architect of color revolution, testified that the conflicting oligarchs would send an anti-corruption message in Ukraine. Kent told committee that Zolochevsky was an odious oligarch. However, you know, George Soros is a benevolent billionaire and a benevolent oligarch, huh? Well, imagine that. Yeah, they must have really loved that because they sucked up so Hunter Biden serving on Burisma board, consulting on government, on corporate governance and transparency. When this Zelensky guy allegedly paid a $7 million bribe to officials serving under Ukraine's prosecutor general to shut the case against himself. Kent testified that this bribe occurred December 2014, 7 months after Hunter joined Burisma's board and learning about it. Resident legal advisor reported it to the allegation to the FBI. Hunter Biden, Secret Service protection, 2009-2014. Made bunches of trips as a protectee, including those to Moscow, Beijing, Doha, Paris, Seoul, Manila, Tokyo, Mexico City, Milan, Florence, Shanghai, Geneva, London, Dublin, Munich, Berlin, Bogota, Abu Dhabi, Nairobi, Hong Kong, Taipei, Buenos Aires, Copenhagen, Johannesburg, Brussels, Madrid, Mumbai, Lake Kumo. Yeah. So, you know, people are going to have to look and realize that a lot of these places, cross-referenced places where Hunter Biden was making deals and had made deals, and he had made a lot of pretty shady deals through the Eastern Europe. And then, of course, you get to China. In addition to the $4 million paid by Burisma to Hunter Biden and Archer's board members, Hunter Biden and his family and Archer received millions of dollars from foreign nationals with questionable backgrounds. Let's see. They received money from and from Kazakhstan, purportedly $142,000 for a car that they evidently said they sold. The same day, Joe Biden appeared with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Amzi Yansiyuk. Addressed Ukrainian legislators in Kiev regarding Russia's actions in Crimea. Yeah, you know, they failed. Everybody seems to forget. All of this was preceded before what? Oh, that's right. When the United States of America organized this color revolution and kicked out not one, but two governments of Ukraine till they could get the one that was soft enough and pliable enough that they could buy these politicians. You know, that's essentially, you know, what the hell these people are looking at. The Biden family is just like the Clinton family. Bill and Hillary Clinton got rich off essentially milking the government, bilking it a little, milking it a lot. Joe Biden and his family, you know, did the same thing. Remember, Joe Biden's been in Congress and in government for how long? And we're supposed to believe that this avatar of a man is going to 20-some, 30-some year old idiot, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, says, you know, look, I can politically bully this guy around. Yeah, right. You know, she's an idiot. And people that are, you know, voting for these incels and soy boys, you know, they better wake up. And, you know, this is one of the things that Donald Trump does is, you know, Donald Trump is not a politician and he's not afraid to hurt somebody's feelings because he stands in a certain position. Of course, everybody knows that coming Saturday, Donald Trump is going to nominate someone for the U.S. Supreme Court. And that person will be voted on and confirmed before the election. Just for the simple fact is that we are going to have thousands of cases filed by everybody and their brother. There's already cases of election cases going towards the Supreme Court in a breakneck speed. So the need for an odd number of people on the Supreme Court is, well, a must. The question is, will Judge Roberts swear Donald Trump's nominee in when they're voted on and confirmed? I believe he has to, even he may not want to. Of course, even Judge Ginsburg knew her request was outside the Constitution and that the government and the president must do what their job is. And, you know, this is what the truth is, that Donald Trump is not afraid to do his job. His, you know, job is president. And that's, you know, he wasn't, you know, elected to get run over by the left or the right. He was elected to stand up for the American people. A Chinese tycoon, property tycoon, is sentenced to 18 years in prison after calling President Xi, Emperor Xi, I should say, a clown. Can you imagine that? They called the man, the Emperor Xi, a clown, and they gave him 18 years. It's like, what the hell? Hey, and this is Joe Biden, who says, oh, the Chinese, they're not that bad. Hunter Biden, he's in direct, how should we say, business with China. So don't expect a whole hell of a lot from these guys. They are going to be looking out for themselves and their business partners, not for you, the American people. Yeah, it's the sheer craziness of it, isn't it? Let's see what other news and information we got here. Oh, the FBI warns of disinformation on U.S. Election Day. Hey, you know, did the FBI, has the FBI opened the case into the Democrat National Committee and HFACC, Hillary for America, the Communist, the Campaign Committee, have they opened up a case where it is now clear evidence that Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile all participated, and John Podesta, Tim Kaine, and their staff that was in that hired a foreign national to effectively write disinformation and misinformation and interfere with the 2016 election? I'm just curious if that is a crime. You know, if the Russians are interfering with our elections, that's the Russian government. Oh my God. If the Chinese, you know, have bought and paid for Dianne Feinstein, because hell, you know, if you look at her hair, I mean, somebody paid for that, or maybe they should pay to get her a new wig or something. Dianne Feinstein. Wow. But if you look at these politicians bought and sold by foreign countries, right? And then you look at Christopher Steele, a British spy hired as a top gun, so to speak, to run a disinformation smear campaign against President Trump, then candidate Trump. Now, you know, I would think if Donald Trump had hired a foreign national to you know, spy on and do disinformation and then smear it through the media and then use the government, try to induce the government with willing participants and, you know, to investigate Donald Trump and get FISA warrants and all this stuff based on, well, you know, barroom talk. You know, something you might read on a toilet house wall somewhere. That's about the validity of Christopher Steele's dossier. And that's why, you know, when and how would, you know, you got 166 memos and you see 17. Where have all the other memos gone? Where has all the other information that was collected? And who was on the payroll to collect this information? And how did they collect it? Did they collect it legally? Did they collect it like Nellie Orr did while using the U.S. 702 intel system to essentially spy on Donald Trump's family using government resources? Was it the 8,000 illegal 702 queries about individuals where they essentially looked them up and probably instead of saving it, they printed it out and then they deleted it time and time again. Thousands and thousands of searches. Nobody has been put in jail. Nobody's gone to prison. It's amazing. Who in hell is in control? Be right back.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Looking good, looking good. Hi, I am looking good. Hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Yeah. join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. Hey, there's Dave. Got to Dave joined in. Yep, he missed it last night. I come back about quarter after, and oh, my, and I said I was on till midnight. Yeah, we had some good cringing, horrifying early Halloween talk. Yeah, so I hope y'all are having a good night. God bless. Thanks for tuning in. It's the Moonshine News Network with Mitch. That's right. Come on down. I was just looking, trying to figure out what to make a dessert for, you know, for this weekend. About a Boston cream pie. Maybe I can make one of them from scratch. Yeah, I'll try something like that. I've been trying to figure out something different. You know, I made a couple carrot cakes here the past week, and I made two, three, I don't know how many, chocolate cakes, before that. And, so of course, some cheesecake and, you know, just a little bit of everything. So, yeah, I think I might may do that. Cookies and whoopie pies. Do you ever make whoopie pies, they call them? It's like, actually, it's like dark chocolate sugar cookie type cakes. And then you put a cream frosting that you make in between them. It's like a giant soft Oreo. They're pretty good. They're a Pennsylvania Dutch kind of central Pennsylvania thing. And I do see them down here occasionally, but not all the time like you would up there. And some of the chain stores that like Sheetz is from headquartered out of Pennsylvania, they probably might carry something like that in their snack aisle or something. But generally, you don't see them around there all the time. Let's see. Did I get to the right day's news? Yes, I did. Yeah, of course, an underwhelming response. That's right. From, well, the first moderator of the presidential debate, Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace. Man, I'll tell you what, he's just a choke hack anymore. And picks his debate topics, and they, you know, it just appears to admit, you know, the real, what America's really worried about, right? Of course, COVID's one of them. Where in the hell? I must be looking at, I'm looking at a different article than I thought I was. He's come up a list of five or six topics to talk about during the debate. And one of them is like race relations and riots. And, you know, people are going to have to get a grip, and they're going to have to realize that that race relations, that the BLM, the so-called Black Lives Matter movement, those words for that for that organization, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean they care about black lives. So many people, you know, because they say black lives matter, you know, everybody's saying, oh, God, they must be for black people. And the truth is the BLM are a bunch of lying Marxist bastards. And you know what? They're for themselves. They could care less about you, your color of your skin. They don't care. They're using race as a weapon. It's weaponized racism. This is what the BLM is doing. And you have to remember that whoever who's doing and benefiting from this, who's benefiting? Oh, it just happens to be the Democrat Party and Act Blue. Now, we know that the Democrat Party is the party of the KKK, the old-time classic white-hooded Democrats of 1885 and 1865, all the way through to 1955 almost, and then some. We know these were the Democrats that today claim to be the savior of black Americans, because they're not African Americans, they're black Americans. I don't call myself, well, I'm a Caucasian, German, Dutch, Scotch, Irish American. You know, and if I was like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, I'd be getting my DNA tested. So every time something came along, I would be able to slot myself in a political fashion in 1, 2, 3, 4 different demographic groups. If you know, people that want to keyhole themselves. Remember, Kamala Harris was Jamaican before she was black. At least that's the rumor I heard. the sheer craziness of it. Well, a 13-year-old autistic boy was shot multiple times by police. He charged police. Tried to commit essentially suicide by cop, I guess. Of course, there were no protests for him. He survived. He's had surgeries, but he's survived. But yeah, it's more stupid on stupid, isn't it? Speaking of stupid on stupid, Michael Jordan has joined with Petty Motor. With Denny Hamlin in a cup race team with Michael Jordan, basketball owner of the Charlotte Hornets. Is that what that group is? That team is. So they hired Bubba Wallace, the only black man in NASCAR. Yeah. So I guess that's like $25 million affirmative action. I wonder if NASCAR's has already blessed this thing. So, yeah, the Charlotte Hornets. Wow. Crazy stuff, isn't it? Now, remember, Michael Jordan, basketball player, University of North Carolina. You know, he's been in North Carolina for a while. So crazy stuff. And of course, you know, Bubba Wallace got national attention when he said there's a noose on my garage door. Now, garages at Talladega Speedway are assigned by what starting position you end up with, okay? And it just happened that Bubba started X position where this door hanger was a rope from the high door to pull it down was hanging. It had been there for at least 2 years. And, you know, they quit called racism, but then they had to backpedal and they all look like fools. They look like fools because they're like walking around looking for anything they might be able to call racism. And doesn't that amount to racism itself? Yeah, the craziness and the idiocracy of it. They want to talk about the Trump-Biden records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in our cities, and of course, mail-in balloting and the integrity of the election. God, I've been holding a piece of information. I've been holding it back from you guys. I just wanted to tell you that. I was going to talk about it on Jim Fetzer's show yesterday, and I didn't. You know, I was going to talk about it last night on my show, but, you know, I didn't. I thought about talking about it on the After Hours show when Nick was in the air flying, getting high, and getting his plane was late, I guess his flight was late. So as it ended up, I didn't talk about it then. Do you want me to talk about it now? It's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. It's crazy. Do you know why they're going to have a hard time cheating the mail-in ballots? Now here's the caveat, what things have to be run through the mail. Okay, first off, in Pennsylvania, there is a state law, a state election law that stops any registrar, any elections office in the state of Pennsylvania to not count a ballot if it does not come in the super secret cover that return mailer, if it doesn't come in that, they're not supposed to take it or they're not supposed to count it. Okay, and in Philadelphia alone, that was more than 50,000 in the last election, or in the primary, I believe. There's something along those lines. It's crazy, and it's stupid. It's ignorant, okay? Here's the whole thing about mail-in balloting. After the anthrax attacks and 9/11, and the implementation of a tracking system for every piece of mail that goes anywhere and everywhere. Every piece of mail is tracked. Every piece of mail is photographed as it's processed. And, you know, as they run these, all these ballots through the machines, there's a photograph taken of every envelope mailed in the United States of America. I don't know if you're aware of that. But every box, every parcel, everything, excuse me, gets photographed somewhere along the line. Usually in the initial handling, processing, and the distribution, particularly the redistribution at major hubs. because if something gets contaminated at that major hub, they want to know what mail is what associated with it, so they can, you know, send it out. They can follow and track and trace it. Where they've had that capability for a while. So this tracking system is going to be the Achilles heel of all these people that might want to try to, you know, fiddle with the election. Because if they bring in all these ballots that are marked and they're already postmarked and all this other stuff, and they look at the barcodes and they look at some of the other stuff, and they can tell you when and where that envelope went through the system. So, yeah, they can track it. It's Big Brother in the mail booth. So, yeah. Oh, man, look at this. These guys are getting making me hungry now. Yeah. The two cinnamon rolls. That's what I ought to try to do. I'll have to see if I have all the ingredients to make my mama's cinnamon rolls. Yeah, they're like a yeast roll, and then take them, and I don't know if I have enough pecans, and I'm playing brown sugar. I think I have enough butter. Anyway, oh man, I have to stop doing that. You know, I'm looking at rabbit and quail and boar and elk, and you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm already smelling stuff out in the barbecue. You know, we just, yeah, crazy stuff, isn't it? So come on down, RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. Yeah, join us today. Yep, there it is. Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing there? Let's see. Let's get to some more news and information. Uh-oh. Yeah, Delaware police raid sees enough fentanyl to kill at least 75% of the state's population. Yes, no wonder Joe's hiding in the basement. Sounds like they have a serious fentanyl issue. But then again, they're right near Philadelphia. You know, that may be just a transit zone, and instead of keeping it all downtown Philadelphia, so all the protesters can keep up all night. Yeah, let's see, 27 people were, I think, arrested in total. Enough fentanyl, let's see, 7.5 kilos of fentanyl seized. Enough to kill 750,000 people. Yes, of course, Delawareans. You know, they couldn't kill any Philadelphians or Pennsylvanians or Marylanders or Jerseyans. Oh, no, it could only kill Delawareans. I'm glad to get that shit off the street. That's a good thing. But, of course, you know, people that get strung out on some of those drugs don't realize the dopamine and the adrenaline that they dump directly into their brain. And the brain becomes addicted to that level of enjoyment. And so everything else in their life isn't, well, isn't enjoyable. Yeah, life's not much enjoyable. It's actually more work than it is enjoyable, but that's, you know, that's how it is, right? That's how life is, isn't it? Yep. Certainly is. So let's see what other news information we got coming out here. Johnson & Johnson project becomes the fourth COVID-19 vaccine to enter phase 3 trials. That's right. For a disease that has a 99.06 survival rate. We have to have a vaccine, a mandatory vaccine. What are they not telling you? I mean, isn't that the real question? What are they not telling you about COVID-19 and why that they must have a vaccine mandatory? When, you know, all of the tests have, everything has already proven that 1/3 of people, that 33% or so of people, the vaccine won't work. And they're going to have to give you more than one shot for it to affect your system enough to where your body creates a, a toxic response to something that was an artificial injection instead of a natural response with cross immunity. I would think the latter would be preferable, but no, we're too busy, you know, creating stuff and injecting it in people instead of using blood plasma to help people create their own immune response. But the problem is that the body has to be strong enough and robust enough to have an immune response. Sad, but true. Amazon says it's not involved in Echelon's $500 Peloton killer. Of course, the Peloton bike machine where, you know, it's more like a club and a groupie where you pay $50 a month and you go on rides with your friends and you never leave the house. You don't even have to put on a mask unless you want to and pretend. They're right there with you and you're not social distancing. Anyway, meanwhile, because Peloton is saying Amazon is conducting unfair marketing and business model, really, it's more like a poaching model, that it has now barred Peloton from its platform. And crazy. You know, if the deal's too good to be true, that's probably because it is, right? Let's see what other news and information we got here. Oh, yeah, the FBI agent who discovered Hillary Clinton's emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop, who ran investigations into crimes against children when Carlos Danger, of course, Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin's husband, was caught sexting a young girl under the age of 18. I guess she was 16. Across state lines, his members and on that laptop, they found 650,000 emails, along with other videos of crimes committed by individuals. To date, I think 8 or 9 of the 12 people that actually saw the data on that laptop are all dead. You can only kill people off, well, a few at a time, I guess. Well, there's the craziness of it coming. For 2035, yep, just 15 years out, electric airplanes revealed 3 visual concepts for zero-emission commercial airliners powered by hydrogen, which would enter service by 2035. The plane's maker pushes the first zero-emission commercial aircraft as part of a much larger ambition for embracing reducing emissions in airliners. So Airbus, I guess they're Rolls-Royce. Is that who's going to build the turbofan design, 120 to 200 passenger range, 2,000 nautical mile flight, powered by modified gas turbine running on hydrogen rather than jet fuel. Liquid hydrogen would be stored and distributed via tanks located behind the rear pressure in the bulkhead. So, yep, crazy stuff. They got a nice turboprop there, and that looks like a some kind of space wedge there. I don't hear Boeing doing too much. I guess they're trying to figure out who in the hell is going to go to jail for Boeing and all the lies and the people that died. Yeah, it's, well, it's just crazy to say it, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. 80% of Americans say post-pandemic food inflation is impacting their budgets. Yeah, that damn hamburger and steaks, that really, you know, needs to go, price needs to go down, because I need, you know, we need more steaks to eat. Who ate all the cows? I'll take partial credit. God bless. Good day. We'll be right back. Second hour coming at you.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The Ultimate Remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. We're streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down to the website, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us in that chatsy chat room. Of course, you can hear us on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Remember, 31, 32 different streaming services and apps like Open Radio app, Carry Revolution Radio. So come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. Yeah, and share us on your social media. You know, if you're out on the highway, you know, tell people about Revolution Radio. We got some new folks, looks like some new visitors in the chat room. Looks like Chevy Cool just joined us, and Fact or Theory, Steven joined us, and there's Titata Dave and Hummingbird and the Blasphemous Buddha and Mitchell and Omega Logos. I think they went down, lay down to sleep, and there's Comet. And not much to it. And Rockstar and Gino 2017, Polite Gunfight, Batsman, the Jurist, LB Bork, Mr. Marxist, May Street 139, Boots and Noreen, and Wally E. Hey, Wally! Hey, Wally, I hope you're doing okay up there in the panhandles. Or no, you're not in the panhandle. You're in the, you know, you're in the main northern part of Michigan, ain't you? Yeah, there's Pat Rabbit and Popsicle Toes and the Surrey Sunflower on lockdown land where, you know, the only thing that can save Boris Johnson if he starts to comb his hair like Donald Trump. And then maybe he can look like a real conservative. But he's going to have to hit the gym. That's right. In the Kitchen and Dirt Engineer. Jer Bear 2 was here 117 seconds ago. Kelsey Sweet and Cat Dog Girl and Simply Red and Navy was all in there earlier. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You know, join us and listen to the shows and check out the schedule. And there's lots to hear and lots to listen to, a lot of different views, different shows, different topics. So come on down, Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Mitch Buff, by the way, if I didn't mention that. I keep yapping along, and I don't even know if I say that. People say, who in the hell is that? That crazy man speaking that plain language stuff. Yes, well, hey, I just learned last night about Justin Trudeau. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Yeah, I see that Justin Trudeau, the Emperor of Canada, his speaking, oh, excuse me, not emperor, the king. The king of Canada is speaking from the proverbial monarchy stool and spouting a speech from the throne, I believe, as it's tagged. One, the coronavirus pandemic and the result, the need to stimulate the economy. Hey, didn't they already sell all their gold that they had in the vault? And because they went to, that's right, they went to carbon credits, was the backing the national sovereign wealth of Canada. Well, I guess I'm glad they got gold in the ground as a backup, or they would print penniless up there. Yeah, they have some good beer, though, I admit that. Yeah, low interest rates, you know, the cost of money in Canada, yes, it's got to get cheaper because, well, people don't have any money because, well, it's too expensive. And money's too expensive to have. Yeah, that sounds like a liberal-ass government policy. Hey, how can we create more inflation? We can make your money worthless or worthless. And less and less and less and less and less. Yeah. Let's hear it for Canada. All right. Damn, they're going to catch up to the United States yet. The need to shift attention away from the We Charity scandal. Oh, yeah, sure, Justine's We Charity scandal. It's just a wee little scandal. Hey, does anybody got any, you know, 200-foot yachts I might be able to take a vacation on? Or, you know, you got 200 private acres of prime, you know, game land that I can hunt and no liberals can see me killing mammals? the ability to displace new Democrat Party on the political spectrum. Yeah. Anyway, the leaks to the media demonstrating the Trudeau's government preference the increased spending. Yeah, really. You know, Democrats are always spend. It doesn't matter what country they come from. It's strange too. Also, as it's the Netherlands has also scheduled a speech from the throne. Muckrakers at muckraker.com fight to unseal the files on Jeffrey Epstein's case that has been, it's been kept alive by the judge. A federal judge on Tuesday kept alive a citizen muckraker's request to pry loose the public benefit tens of thousands of FBI documents about disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Or Epstein. I wonder what, I guess you can't say race because Jewish isn't a race, is it? What group he chooses to spy for? anyway, including his time as a government informant. That's right. Self-styled public information crusader Angela Clements. Clements sued in May seeking to force the FBI to release documents on the grounds that Epstein is now dead, albeit under mysterious circumstances, and that therefore is the overarching public interest in releasing the documents. The Justice Department, representing the FBI, is fighting the efforts. Donald Trump. Please ask your FBI or your DOJ and FBI to release the dead man's documents, and so the public can know the dirt and the weasels and everything else that was going on with this man that they say committed suicide. Who essentially may be a spy that's not dead. that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, may have committed suicide. He may have been murdered. He may be alive. Whatever it is about that life that died there, officially, that needs to be made public. U.S. Attorney Brenda Gonzalez Horowitz told the judge the FBI had already released more than 10,000 documents and is likely to invoke an exemption from releasing thousands of additional documents under the FOIA Act, the Freedom of Information Act, citing provision that allows records to be kept private during ongoing prosecutions or investigations. Clement's lawyer, James Jim Lazar, told McFadden, the FBI continues to sit on documents for which it had already cited other provisions that effectively weighed privacy protections, and in any event, Epstein is dead. And the public has a right to know about Epstein's relationship with the FBI. There's a national and global press interest in the case, and the press has the right, and the people have the right to know, not a year from now, what those documents say. Now, if they could release these in October, and along with other indictments against Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and Lynch and Yates and Rosenstein and the Orrs, Bruce and Nelly, Carlin and Laufman and Holder and Benette and obstruction for Christopher Wray as he continues to drag his feet, the political money laundering terror paymasters, Mark Elias and Michael Sussman. I believe they were the pay crew, the pay cell for this plot against Trump. But anyway, that's conjecture that's effectively made by the payments that they put out there. They should get the Michael Cohen treatment. If there's a law firm right now that deserves the Michael Cohen treatment, it is Perkins Coie and their cross ties and this splattergram, I guess you could call it, of links and with the people in the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy plot. They go into the government and outside the government. They hit the private sector. They hit the Hillary Clinton campaign. They hit the DNC. They hit Fusion GPS. They hit Christopher Steele. They hit William Browder. You know, they hit Bruce Orr and Nelly Orr. It is a wide variety of people. And then you have the journalists that Fusion GPS paid. And, you know, that money came from Perkins Coie Law Firm. Money came from foreign nationals to Perkins Coie Law Firm. And that money was used for opposition research in this election and the smear campaign against Trump. Now, don't forget, you know, that's separate. Remember, Christopher Steele's, you know, here's what people aren't quite catching. Christopher Steele's dossiers, his notes, his barhouse rumors and stuff without substantiation against Trump, right? That was written up and put out, right? Remember, that is totally separate from what Stephen Halper, Azra Turk, did when they spied and tried to entrap Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. when Susan Dribble and one or two other people in between set up a meeting between Alexander Downer and George Papadopoulos, who lasted 3 hours of wine and whiskey drinking, I guess. And the inference of a suggestion, according to the FBI, is what Downer said, allegedly from information from Joseph Mifsud, which Mifsud never said what he said, according to what was said. And, you know, and this was the basis of this Trump, this spying on Donald J. Trump. Remember, all that is on a separate track than the Steele dossier. Remember, those are separate instances, okay? Now, there are connections between the two, yes. But they are two separate things. The setup, the CIA's Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which started in 2015, and the official FBI, the FBI Crossfire Hurricane started in July of 2016. Now, they may have melted into each other. They may have overlapped and just absolved as one hand passed it off to the other for essentially the roundup and the prosecution of Donald Trump. It may have been simply something like that. But it's all criminal. And all these bastards should be in Gitmo, in political prison, because that's the crimes they committed, political crimes. Now, would we be allowed to put, you know, these people in Rikers and open or in federal penitentiary in West Virginia where Whitey Bulger was murdered? Probably not. They wouldn't stand 5 minutes in, you know, in population, so to speak. Hey, let's move on to a different topic. New York City. That's right, class sizes in the New York City. New York City's gone to, of course, online classes. And now they have teachers teaching, you know, more and more pupils at one time. They say now that online class sizes could reach as many as 70 students as families choose to do remote learning. Teacher shortages are looming, and districts are allowing for larger class sizes online. Sorry about that. 70 kids. Wow. That's like college size classes, right? You know? And then, of course, by the time you get down to where you have the cut, the final cut for classes, in college, you know, a third of the students disappeared. Well, it seemed like that anyway. So, of course, you know, that should be down to about 25 kids to teach, you know, to have proper education. But people don't want to think about it, know about it. China, man, China is spying on people left and right, just like Facebook and Google and everybody else is gathering your data. Israel, the United States government, the UK, the Five Eyes, you know, intelligence vacuum cleaner. And I'm sure they're sniffing around here somewhere and wouldn't surprise me at all. So China is essentially pulling the ideas right out of your head and stealing technology as fast as they can. Of course, the Confucius Institutes and TikTok and WeChat and all that stuff, you know, they essentially, you know, become propaganda machines. And yeah, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing. So, yeah. So, China is spying on you more than Facebook. Remember all those, whenever you, on an advertisement that shows up, you know, you essentially agree to what the ad server agrees to, and you give them carte blanche, and then they give this other stuff out. It's, well, it's the idiocracy. Hey, speaking of idiocracy, what about CRT? That's right, CRT. No, not some kind of tool and die making stuff or some kind of, you know, electrical welding or anything like that. You know, no, critical race theory. Yeah, this lunacy of, you know, training to bring to the end of white privilege or critical race theory. Yeah, it's basically anti-American propaganda. Let's get down to this stuff. Here we go. The craziest classes, and this is from Campus Reform. CampusReform.com, is that their website? Rounded up some of the most extreme examples. Let's see, a workshop on deconstructing whiteness for white identifying students. I identify as Caucasian. That's not white. That's like off-white, antique white. So I guess I'm clear, right? Critical race. Columbia University hosted a 5-week deconstructing whiteness lecture series. Oops. Oh gosh, you okay, Shorty? Nah, I accidentally kicked the dog. The goal was to engage the explore white identities and build community and accountability around deconstruct whiteness. Wow. Damn, I guess we're going to have to quit painting picket fences white. That's racist. Mandatory. Here's another one for you. West Point Military Academy's Behavioral Science and Leadership Seminar. Cadets are required to read Critical Race Theory. Yes, an introduction. The school website is a school's leadership to introduction to concepts of race, gender, sexuality, the American political system, and the gender bender and inequalities found there. Oh, that was me. Let's see. What else is next? Number three, mandatory anti-racism course for all first-year students. Hey, all right. All freshmen at the University of Pittsburgh will be required to take the one credit course. One goal outlined in the syllabus is to provide an overview of the Reconstruction Amendments and the agenda of the Radical Republicans. Other lessons included focusing on challenging a student's past education in regards to American history and the ritual practices that teach quote unquote anti-black and pro-white sentiment. yeah, okay, all right. It's course on Christianity's role in racial hierarchy. Houghton College in Houghton, New York announced explore the complex role of American Protestant Christianity. Yeah, oh, here's one for you. The University of Illinois is in Urbana and Champaign. White supremacy and music. That's all right. Don't you know all you rock and rollers stole it from old black bluesmen? You just stole their music and whatever's. I mean, it's crazy. tell you, you can find an excuse or a reason to be racist about anything. University of Arizona. Various sources of white power and white privilege. The six sessions are designed for people who are interested in unpacking in the ways that are constantly bombarded with messages. Uphold white superiority and racial hierarchy. These people are deluded, aren't they? Let's see, a course on race capitalism. Oh, yeah, Williams College in Williamston, Massachusetts. Cultural politics, political geographies, historical development of racial capitalism. Well, isn't that special? Don't forget American University in Washington, D.C., a three-credit course. Interrogating whiteness. Is that where you stand in front of a wall and you say, "How dare you? How dare you reflect all spectrums of light? You piece of white wall, you piece of white paper, how dare you reflect equally all colors, all light spectrum, all waves of color? How dare you reflect all color? Blessed is the whiteness." It's the stupid on stupid. Hey, we'll be right back. Station promotions going right now.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural, they weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right, yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hey, Karl Marx, how you doing, man?
Yahoo! I am good, I'm good. I just need a little trim.
Okay, hey, no problem. Caper over the ears, huh?
Yeah, that is right. I want to keep the lion effect. But kind of wind blow, too, you know? I got a photo shoot. How's business, huh, Bubba?
Well, I want to thank you for sending all your socialist buddies on in here.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of trying some jab. What do you think, Bubba?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry,
at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. And thank you for tuning in. So come on down, RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com, and join us today. I'll have to keep an eye on that, Joe, and see if I can't copy it and send it to you when it happens. Let me get back here. Let's see, what do we got here? Google denies it has political bias in its search algorithm. Let's see. Despite the fact that you have conservative sites who you just can't see and find. It's like that someday. Good morning. Yeah, I forgot. We should have got a thing of coffee out of here. Took it out there, but I didn't. Anyway, so yeah, Google denies political bias. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? And you know, everybody knows that Google is biased. That, you know, 90% of U.S. internet search traffic goes through Google. And that they do use their algorithms to sway elections, just as Facebook uses their algorithm to work to sway an election, just as Twitter and Jackass uses Jackass on Twitter. He uses his platform there, that company, to sway an election. There's all kinds of these companies out here and platforms that have, bias against. If you support Donald Trump, you've essentially, you know, you might as well, you know, have been a, what's a good description of it? You must have been a commie red pedophile in the 1950s or the 1960s. I mean, that's how liberals try to treat. There you go. You could be the cross dresser. Transvestite in the 1950s, and this, you know, and be treated. That's how liberals, on a mild side, treat conservatives today. They're actually more like the transvestites and cross-dressing men in Islam. That's how liberals in Portland treat conservatives. And they don't want to admit that they're that violent. They say they don't even have a right to exist. Now, you know, when a political party in a spectrum says you don't have a right to exist, that, you know, that's what they're telling you, is that they're going to genocide you. Anyway, it's the sheer craziness. We know Google and Facebook, since they're so connected, have algorithms that discriminate against conservatives. There is no doubt that that's just the truth of the world that we live in. A close call yesterday, for the other day, for Vice President Pence as his plane was forced to return to the airport in Manchester after a bird strike during takeoff. Reporters traveling with Vice President Pence were told that Air Force Two turned around after taking off from New Hampshire because of an issue with the plane's engine. Pence and the staff are now taking a cargo plane back to Washington. Anyway, so evidently a bird hit Air Force Two. And it didn't crash. Nancy Pelosi did not become your vice president. So just relax. It's okay. Don't start freaking out on me. Don't have a snowflake moment, all you conservatives out there. You wouldn't lose much anyway. China has slammed the TikTok deal as an American trap. And the CCP won't kowtow to bullying and robber logic. That's right. China and Beijing has said, no, we will not. We will not allow the theft, basically, of Chinese technology. And what happens is that gets back engineered, and therefore then the U.S. knows and understands how China has been using TikTok, Weibo, and what's the name of the other platform? It'll come to me as I'm reading this. It'll pop in my head, and I'll have to spit it out. Let's see. So, you know, the TikTok, Oracle, Walmart deal, you know, Trump said, okay. And you know, China said, no, man, you're not going to force this company to, you know, into a cooperation agreement. They said it's a trap, an attempt by the U.S. to take advantage of ByteDance under the auspice of commercial cooperation. In other words, they're trying to say that the U.S. is trying to co-opt ByteDance and get their own algorithms and their own moles and spies into China via ByteDance. Of course, China is already spying on America at a rapid pace and stealing technology. As I have said before, the only real thing to do is to kill TikTok in the United States, that it should not be allowed to exist. Isn't that the way that goes? The debate, COVID-19, race, violence in our cities, the candidates and their track records, integrity of the election, the economy and the Supreme Court. You know, but the front of that ought to be the integrity of Chris Wallace. The debate slated for 90 minutes. Each topic will be tackled for 15 minutes and six topics. And that doesn't sound like that's not a lot of time. That's only, you know, that's less than 7 minutes, you know, per candidate because of the moderator talking and commercials and everything else. So yeah, it's craziness. It's, you know, it's idiocracy. More information, let's see, coming out about Hunter Biden and his stuff and dealing. That's that report's going to be picked apart. Let's see, the Senate report says August 4th, 2017, a subsidiary of Yi's company. Yi has extensive connections to the Chinese government, wired $100,000 to Oswego in the Biden law firm. Hunter Biden, of course, applied and got a $100,000 line of credit under a shell company. Biden's uncle James and James' wife Sarah Biden an access account through credit cards and spent $101,000 on plane tickets and hotels and restaurants and Apple stores. Yeah, it's the craziness, the idiocracy. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries, hint, hint, ho-hos, who appear to link to European prostitution and or human trafficking rings. Well, imagine that. Wow, that ought to help Joe Biden's cred, you know, a little bit there. Hunter Biden received, $3.5 million from the former mayor of Moscow's wife, Elena Baterina. Hunter Biden opened a bank account with Gong Wen Dong to fund a $100,000 global spree, shopping spree. Archer received $142,000 from some guy in Kazakhstan to buy a car, but it was some payback kickback scheme. You know, this goes on and on and on. I mean, this is Joe Biden is he's not toast yet, but he sure is starting to get browned there a little bit by all these scandals. Let's see what other news and information we got here. Belarus, Lushenko sworn in a secret ceremony to avoid the protests. Inauguration was not televised or announced beforehand, with roads blocked off into Minsk. You know, the color revolutions that are pushed by these this revolution model today is not a good thing, because what is happening is people with money are essentially starting revolutions and then pushing and changing governments like people change their underwear. And so there is no peace and equality. Matt Gaetz is calling on the Florida Attorney General to investigate Mike Bloomberg for bribery in the state of Florida. If you're not aware, Matt Gaetz, if you're not aware, Bloomberg paid the fines and the fees of nearly 32,000 black and Hispanic felons at the tune of $16 million. These outstanding fines and fees stop these people from voting. So Nanny Bloomers decided to, well, I'll just donate it to them all. And former prisoners registered to vote that they are barred because they owe fees and debts to the state. Now here in Virginia, the Virginia Democrat House and Senate passed a bill to change that law here in Virginia, where you can now get your license to drive a vehicle and vote if you're have fines outstanding. But I guess Florida, if you can't skin the cat one way, you can always pay somebody to eat the cat. And that's what Nanny Bloomers did. Well, here it is. Speaking of paying the cat, Edward Snowden agrees to forfeit over $5 million from his book deal and his speaking fees. Former CIA analyst Edward Snowden agreed to hand the U.S. government $5 million in earnings from his book and speaking fees after his memoir, Permanent Record, violated a non-disclosure agreement he signed with the agency. The money will go into a trust. Federal judge sided with the Justice Department, which sued the former contractor who leaked the U.S. intelligence secrets in 2013, which exposed U.S. surveillance programs. The judge has yet to approve the forfeiture plan, according to the Washington Examiner. Snowden made more than $4 million in book sales and a little over $1 million in 56 paid speaking engagements over the last year, according to court documents. Still, Snowden's attorney, Lawrence Lustberg, said the 37-year-old client is considering an appeal of the decision, and no money will be paid to the U.S. government right away. This is not like he's going to fork over the money, the attorney told CNN. This gives them a judgment where they're going to get anyways. They were going to get anyways. So, yeah, the craziness, the sheer idiocracy of what we see going on today. Does Sweden have herd immunity for COVID-19? I don't think anybody is going to have herd immunity for COVID-19. And I believe COVID-19 is going to be one of those things that's going to keep swirling around, just like influenza B and other viruses that come and go as our body builds an immune response against them. And then after 6 months or a year or whatever of not being exposed, our body expels all of those unneeded entangled DNA strands. And there you go. There you have it. You lose your immunity to your flu or your cold or your virus that you picked up before. And then you just cycle back and you get it again. And, you know, this is what we end up with every year after year after year, as all 250 some known different virus, cold flu viruses circle all around. So it's going to be a never ending thing, and they can, you know, have a never ending open end, you know, emergency if they choose to. It's really that crazy. They need to end the lockdowns. We have therapies for COVID. However, liberals don't want to use them because they're politically favorable to Trump. War closer in China and Taiwan, as Taiwan says it has the right to counteract Chinese warplanes, as they are having their own standoff right now, as a hot cold war is happening over the South China Sea, as Chinese warplanes are encroaching closer and closer. Some flying in attack formations that appear to be, well, they're testing defenses. And that's what they're doing. And if they find the Taiwanese lacking sometime, some night in the middle of a typhoon type system that's coming into Taiwan, as it's rolling into Taiwan and it blasts into Taiwan, expect the Chinese government to then launch their secret attack. That sounds crazy, but that would be my, you know, best time would be after a typhoon came in and took out most of the electric. Already, it would limit communications already, and that would allow the Chinese military to make a strike on the Chinese president's house and the parliament and such. So, yeah, craziness. It's just one of those things, isn't it? people want to know, did global warming play a role, a significant role in the recent Northwest fires? Because if it did, then they might be able to sue oil companies. They might be able to find somebody with a deep enough pocket. Yeah. The craziness, the stupidness, right, of it. China says the U.S. spy planes are posing a danger to airliners, where now, you know, after analyzing data and flight paths over 100 times, you know, U.S. airplanes portrayed themselves as airliners. In other words, they changed their transponder to mimic the return of a civilian aircraft so they could fly through and over China and, you know, basically not get caught. And China is going to stop that somehow, some way. I'm not exactly sure how they might be able to do that to stop the airplanes from spoofing identities, because that's essentially is what that is. You know, when they have the transponder in the front and the airplane responds to a frequency call that said, "Who are you?" And it says, "I'm so-and-so, so-and-so." You know, yeah, crazy, isn't it? So, yeah, the Chinese are, you know, they're ramping up for this invasion of Taiwan, which will be, well, that will be the beginning of the World War, the active part of World War III. We're already been in the precursor of it, I think. Yeah, it's crazy. During the panic, Americans bought guns and ammo, but they haven't been buying a lot of armored vehicles yet. Is that the next step up for people that want protection during these times of idiocracy? Or if you get into a Klantifa area, and, you know, you can roll up your windows and you can give them the finger and they can try to shoot you. Of course, they'll try to hit it with hammers and they'll smash it. And then you'll be forced to run their asses over. Yeah, it never turns out good, does it? No, it doesn't. Crazy stuff. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. What's on the on Drudge Report, which has gone liberal wayside, says that the FDA is slow walking the vaccine now. And they said it's unlikely before the election. Now, of course, they've changed the criteria and have tightened up the rules. Because most people don't trust the vaccine process as it is, let alone an accelerated vaccine process where, you know, we've hopped and skipped over some of the normal things. Let's see, study: the average American is recorded by security cameras 238 times each week. The flu season threatens Hollywood as everybody fears they have COVID-19. They have the CCP flu. Captain Trips. Why don't we just call it Captain Trips? Yeah, I like that. That sounds good, you know. We can't call it, you know, Captain Wuhan. We could call it Captain Wuhan, huh? Let's see. Anyway, where was this at? Safety.com, surveillance technology spreading every corner of the globe. 10 to 18% of those devices will be in the U.S. And you know, now we are, you know, under the surveillance eye. We also have it in the home. You know, they have the doorbells and they have Alexa who's listening to everything you say because they have to know when you say, hey, dumbass, and Google. Crazy stuff, right? Bob Woodward has said historians will be examining the Trump era and they will ask, what the F happened to America? Maybe they should be asking, what happened to Bob Woodward? What happened to Mr. Bernstein? And this the journalists that they are. I mean, where are they on the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy by the United States government? They were all over Watergate. Hell, Watergate, you know, makes look like drinking a shot glass, grabbing the whole bottle and just take it and guzzling it down. I mean, it's like a thimble and an ocean. That's the difference in Watergate's the thimble. Craziness. Hey, up next, there's Bruce McDonald coming in the house right after this. So come on down, RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. Join us today and you can change the world. God bless you. Good day. And good luck.
Listening to Revolution Radio.